Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Earlier we heard from Environment Minister Eamon Ryan. Now we're going to talk about the implications of rising temperatures on our plant life here in Ireland. What are the changes that we can see already and what might the future bring? Well, I'm joined now on the line by Dr. Colin Kelleher, Keeper of the Herbarium in the National Botanic Gardens. Dr. Kelleher, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Claire.
Tell me first of all about this pear tree in the Botanic Gardens. It was flowering a few weeks ago and that was an extraordinary thing. Explain.
So this is the Callery pear, and it's originally from southeastern China and Taiwan. And so that'll be subtropical climate. And basically we have it growing here in the gardens, and unusually at this time, the leaves are starting to senesce. So basically they're going a lovely sort of mauve red. But at the same time, it decides to produce loads of flowers, which is very unusual. That really shouldn't happen. That should happen in the spring. So it's kind of this odd mix of flowering while it's senescing. And, this is very unusual. So it's most likely due to some sort of drought or some sort of stress. And this hasn't been observed, you know, to date.
And what do you think will be the impact of that stress on the tree?
So eventually, I suppose it would, because it's putting all its energy in, like basically what's happening when it's senescing, okay, that change in leaf colour that we're seeing at the moment. So what's happening is the tree is drawing back nutrients into itself and sort of storing that nutrients. But then with fruiting or with flowering as well, it's pushing all that energy back into the flowering. So essentially it's using up its energy. So if it's trying to senesce but at the same time using all its energy, it's not going to survive. It wouldn't withstand that for long. I mean, it's healthy enough at the moment, but years of that would be too much of a toll on it.
And, you know, people are listening to this and probably in some cases enjoying the fact that they have flowers at this time of the year. I know some people have roses in bloom, which is extraordinary. But our plants, some of them are at risk of extinction because of climate change, aren't they?
Yeah, there would be a certain amount. Like, the main risk of extinction really for plants and for flora and fauna in general is land use change. So basically habitat destruction or changes of land use. But climate change is certainly having an impact. And, in an Irish context, we're not very extreme in terms of our environment. We don't have we have a mild sort of oceanic climate, like it's quite mild. But when you go to the extremes, like sort of the mountain areas, wetland areas and coastal areas, that's where the plants would be most threatened. So things in the mountains, say, would be, an example would be the snow saxifrage. You wouldn't see it normally. There's only about 21 individuals alive in Ireland. Mm-hmm. But yet it's growing happily up in Norway and all through the boreal. So it's quite content up there in the cold. But down in Ireland, it's basically just clinging on. And as the temperature rises, that will be outcompeted because other things will just move into its place.
Yes.
So that would be sort of at the edge, you know, at the extremities that we would be having issues.
So that brings me to your seed bank, Colin. What are you trying to do with this?
So, one of the things for the seed bank is to capture that essentially a losing, a loss in flora, for example, but certainly to capture the genetic diversity that is current in our flora. So we're basically storing all the seed. We're just collecting from all native species, so about 1,200 native species. And we'll be storing that. We dry it down and process it. And a key thing as well is we test the germination so that we know that we're storing viable seed. And then we bank it in minus 20 freezers.
So you mentioned the plant then that won't survive because it won't be cold enough here for it to do so. Is there evidence then that we might see newer plants from traditionally hotter countries, Colin, taking up residence in Ireland?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, We would all be familiar with the likes of Gunnera on the west coast, or even Montbretia. So these are non-native species that have, you know, come in and are quite happily moving along with our mild climate. But say for newer things, one example would be it's a nicely named the Tree of Heaven, Ailanthus. It's a real problem in Europe at the moment. So you'll find it in Italy, France, growing along sort of roadsides or railways. And it hasn't really made an impact in Ireland yet, but it actually looks like a sort of a bigger version of our ash. And with ash being depleted in our environment, it could be something that could take over. Now, this is only speculation, but, you know, there are things that are coming in.
Well, Colin, we have to leave it there for today, but we'd love to talk to you again. And thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Colin Kelleher, who has the wonderful title of Keeper of the Herbarium in the National Botanic Gardens. One more break before we go.